peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text for our meditation this evening is the Old Testament lesson we read from Ezekiel. And I want to ask you, have you ever heard God talking to you? Have you? Ezekiel did it. Ezekiel was a prophet. He was one of the major prophets. Now Ezekiel heard the Lord speaking directly to him. The word of God he heard spoken to him. You and I, we hear the Lord speak to us. Every single time you hear Scripture read, you hear God speaking to you. But it does have its requirements. There is a requirement that has to be fulfilled in order for you to hear the Lord speaking to you. And we hear this in today's reading from Ezekiel. So what's the restriction, or what's the condition, or what's this requirement that we must have in order to hear the Lord speaking to us? What are you thinking about while you're hearing the Word of God? What's going through your mind? It's a first commandment issue. What is the first commandment? You shall have no other gods. Oh, he's reading up there again. I gotta make sure I get that stuff out of the freezer for dinner tomorrow night. The creed. We gotta say the creed. I believe in God the Father. I gotta make sure I get the Lord.
Ezekiel heard the Lord speaking.
because he was in the presence of God himself, and he knew it, so he fell down. But God says, stand on your feet and I will speak to you. In other words, you ain't going to pay any close attention to me if you're down there in your face. Get up! And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the work that the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit came to Ezekiel and said, let's go, let's get up, because the big guy, the Lord Almighty, God himself wants to talk to you. So you got to stand up. So he did. He lifted him up. And he heard God speak to him. All right. So what did God say to him? He said, son of man, I send you to the people of Israel, to nations of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. This is catechetical too. This is in a small catechism. This is in Exodus chapter 20, right at the very beginning, where we hear about God being a jealous God. He wants all of our attention. God wants to be first and foremost because he is a jealous God. And he says the descendants also are impudent and stubborn. I send you to them. You're a long ways off from it, and I'm not just talking to you. But I actually pulled out my call document this afternoon when I was studying to prepare for this sermon tonight. I pulled out what was given to me on the night that they told me at the seminary that Seminarian Phil Ritter, Zion Lutheran Church in Columbia City has called you to be their pastor. They gave me this packet of information. I still have it. I pulled that packet out today and I read through what it is what's expected of me here and what's expected of you. Someday I'll read that to you. You ain't doing too bad. You're doing all right. And by the sweet grace of God, I think I'm doing okay too. But I pulled out my call document to read it because this is the same thing that Ezekiel got. Ezekiel's got given his call document from God to be a prophet, to be a minister to a group of people, to Israel, and to tell them what God wants them to hear. In my prayer, you ever see me kneel, or did you see me pray a little prayer just before I get up to preach? That prayer that I say is, Lord, fill my mouth with the words you want these people to hear. Bless my lips, O Lord, so that the sweet grace, mercy, and peace that you want these folks to know and to hear from you is what I will speak. Because I don't have business telling you what I think about the weather, what I think about this country, or what I think about how this church is going, or anything else. What is spoken up here is what the Lord wants you to know. What the Lord wants spoken to you. And in all of our readings tonight, they all kind of mesh together. Paul says, I should not boast except in my weaknesses. Because the only thing I got to tell you, Paul tells us, is that which the Lord said to me that I'm to pass on to you. And that's what I'm to pass on to you. Ezekiel is not called to preach to any ordinary community or to be a missionary to some new pagan culture, but to a covenant community that has rebellion in its genes, as it were. That was back then. And it's no different today, you see. You people are a covenant relationship. You being honored by the promises of God, His grace, His body and blood. You've already heard the absolution, the forgiveness of your sins. You ain't heard me promise you nothing. This is what the Lord has said. And that's what Ezekiel was told too. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God. Now, I could go on for quite some time telling you what the Lord God tells you, what the Lord God has said. Make you feel real guilty. The Lord God has said, you shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall honor your father and your mother. You shall honor, worship, and praise Him above all other things. You will not use His name in vain. You will not covet anything. He says all these things. Do we do that? No. We're guilty. Ezekiel does not speak out of a merely personal, private conviction, but as a mouthpiece of the Almighty. Present day, in the news, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of hate. That's why I put what I did on the church sign out here about love. There's a lot of hate, though, that's going on in the news right now. Okay? They're saying that Christians are full of hate. They're saying that we are discriminating against those who wish to do otherwise. And I have been looked at so many times and said, Pastor, wait a minute. You can't judge. There's only one judge, Pastor. You can't, and it's not you. I'm not judging. I'm not the judge. And I'm not making any judgment. I had to write this down. It's not judgment. It's my observation as your pastor and declaring you to be a sinner against God. I can point to any and each and every one of you and say the sins that you've committed, the wrongs that you've done against God, and you deserve nothing but death and damnation and the fiery pit of hell for the way that you live. But Jesus died for you. And He died for me. There's a difference. I'm to rightly declare the law of God to you. The law of God says you are sinners. I'm a sinner. Trust me, when one finger is pointing, there's three more pointing back at me. We are sinners. But by the sweet grace of God, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die the death, the agonizing, terrible death that we deserved, even a death upon a cross, an execution, the shedding of His blood, all of His blood, for me and for you, so that you and I could live together. That's how much God loves us, despite what we really are. Thus says the Lord, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, being a pastor, it's both easy and it is very hard. very easy because it is. You don't have to make nothing up. You just have to tell the people what the Lord says. You get a good firm handle on what God says, and you give it to the people. They want to see Jesus Christ. You tell people about Christ, the mighty, wonderful works that He has done for us. The hard part is, being a pastor is, I know your sins. I know your habits. No, I won't embarrass anybody. Part of the vow that I've taken, that I'll not reveal confessions of anyone. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ.